بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الغاشية. It is one of the great surahs of the Quran, and all the surahs of the Quran are great. Chapter 88 is like chapter 87, the one just before it, Surah Al-A'la. Both these surahs, the Prophet ﷺ used to recite in Friday prayers and on Eid prayers as well, which shows the significance of these surahs and its importance that the Prophet ﷺ is repeating them over and over again. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the surah, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Has there come to you the narration of Al-Ghashiyah? Al-Ghashiyah is when something overwhelms and surrounds. And this is one of the names of the Day of Judgment, because it is a catastrophe. It is something of great danger and awe. People would be shocked. They will be shocked because Allah told us, as in the beginning of Surah Al-Hajj, that they are so frightened if there were a woman who had something she was carrying or her pregnancy, she will deliver because of how frightened she is. And the people on that day will look as if they are intoxicated. They're unable to focus. It is so deafening. It is so blinding. And that is why Allah called it Al-Ghashiyah. So, have you heard? Has there come to your attention the narration of Al-Ghashiyah? And this can be addressed to the Prophet ﷺ, and this can be addressed to the whole of humanity, that this is coming. If you have not heard about it, I'm telling you now, this is coming. Can you describe this to us a bit further? Allah says, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٌ. Some faces on that day will be humiliated. And Allah Azza wa Jal did not say all the faces, because there will be groups and groups of people who would be in security and would not be as humiliated. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there will come people who will be in the shade of Allah's throne on the Day of Judgment. These people do not fear. They do not worry. They do not have anything to be afraid of. On the other side, there will come people on that day with faces filled with humility, because they know what awaits them. عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. That these faces are laboring and weary. Some scholars said that these faces are laboring and weary because in this life, on earth, they used to work hard and they used to worship their gods, but their worship was in vain. But this interpretation is not correct, because Allah Azza wa Jal is talking about the Day of Judgment. And He said that on that day there will be faces that are humiliated, laboring and weary. So the laboring and the tiresome that they get is on that day, on the Day of Judgment, which means that their punishment in hellfire would include them working hard labor, it would include them as well to be tired and not to be able to rest. Wherever you work, you will have a break. Even in this life, you have coffee break, you have lunch break. So there isn't any continuation of laboring. But in hellfire, on the Day of Judgment, there is no break, none whatsoever. Tasla naran hamiya. Allah Azza wa Jal is again describing these humiliated faces, that they will enter in the hot blazing fire. And if Allah Azza wa Jal said they will enter the fire, that would have been sufficient. But to emphasize that it is blazing, it is hot, it eats itself. As in the hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal said that hellfire complained to Allah and said, "Oh my Lord, I have eaten myself. I have consumed myself. I'm so hot to the extent that I'm eating myself." Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about this hellfire. And He warns us that these people who did not worship Him will enter this blazing fire. The Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the hellfire is 70 times greater than the fire we have on earth. Tusqa min aynin aniya. If you go to fire, you may need to drink. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us they will be given to drink from a boiling spring. So these humiliated faces will drink, but what they drink will not relieve them from their thirst. It would increase their punishment and it would increase their thirst. And that is why we know that it is permissible for someone in need, when someone is in a situation that is life-threatening, that he may do something that is usually prohibited in Islam. So if someone was stranded, for example, in the desert and he was about to die because he ran out of food and he found pork or he found a dead donkey, it is permissible for him, if he feared that he may die, to eat from that forbidden thing. What about if he fell thirsty and he was about to die and he had nothing to drink except wine? Scholars say that this is not permissible, because if he drinks wine, it would increase his thirst. Unlike if someone was in a situation where he choked with a morsel and he was about to die and suffocate and there's nothing to drink except wine. In this case, he may drink a sip or two so that he would be able to breathe. So in hellfire, they will become thirsty and they will ask the guardians of hell for relief, for water. And Allah Azza wa Jal gives them boiling water that would burn their faces with its steam, that it would burn their guts because it is made of boiling oil. So they have springs in hell, but these springs are made of boiling water. And one would say, is it logical that there would be springs of boiling water when we know that water usually extinguishes fire? First of all, these logical things do not apply with the unseen. We cannot tell. It's like this atheist who came and said, "You claim that Satan was created from fire. The jinn, the devils were created from fire. And Allah would throw them in hell to punish them. What kind of a punishment? As long as they are created from fire." It is said that one of the scholars who heard this complaint or objection took a piece of clay and he said, "Do you think if I hit you with this that you wouldn't feel the pain and that you would not bleed?" He said, "Definitely I would bleed. Are you crazy?" He said, "You're made of clay. So if I hit you with this, your analogy states that you should not be harmed." These things we cannot apply logic to. If Allah wills it, then the spring of boiling water would not have any effect on fire, because it is part of fire as well. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيرٍ. Those inhabitants of hellfire, no food will there be for them but a poisonous thorny plant. It's called darir. The Arabs know it. Camels and other animals avoid it because it has lots of thorns and it's poisonous. So imagine the people are in hell. They're humiliated. They're working. They're weary. And they get thirsty because whatever the fire is on their flesh, it burns out until they don't feel a thing. And then Allah Azza wa Jal creates another skin for them so that they would feel the pain and agony. And that is why if you look at the Quran, you would see some of the scientific hints there. Allah says, Azza wa Jal, every time their skin is burnt, Allah Azza wa Jal renews it so that they would feel the pain, which indicates that the pain is felt in the skin, not below. While in the intestines, Allah Azza wa Jal says that when they drink this boiling oil or the boiling water, it rips their intestines apart because you do not feel the pain there as you feel it on your skin. We have a short break, so stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the people of hell, how they're humiliated, how they're weary, laboring, and when they are thirsty, they are given a drink from boiling water. And when they're hungry, they have no food except this poisonous, thorny plant. And even if it's not tasty, even if it has a lot of thorns, when they consume it, they would not benefit of it at all. It is only to increase their torment and punishment. Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنْ جُوعٍ, that which will neither nourish nor avail against hunger. So why am I eating it then? So that you would get more and more punishment for what you had done in this life. And when you go through the pain and agony of the people of hell, you find that it's not worth it. By Allah, what we enjoy on earth, when it's forbidden, it's not worth a second of punishment and torment on the Day of Judgment, let alone years without end. And as usual, the Quran is mathani. When it talks about the believers, it talks about the disbelievers. When it talks about hell, it talks about paradise. And when it talks about the day, it talks about the night. So, after Allah Azza wa Jal had told us about the people of hell and the description, Allah the Almighty says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاعِمَةٌ. On that same day, faces will be joyful and soft. And these are the faces of the believers, of the righteous, of the pious. The disbelievers on earth, they had makeup, they had nice life, they had everything they want. This was only temporary for 60, 70 years, and that is it. When they die, everything's gonna change. And on the contrary, the believers on the Day of Judgment will have faces that are soft and that are joyful. Allah says, لِسَعْيِهَا رَاضِيَةً, glad with their endeavor, glad with what they had done in the past, and now they see the fruits of it. They're glad, they're happy. What happens if you study for a whole year and you studied hard? On the day of your test, on your finals, when you put the last dot, the last full stop, and you submit your paper, and you know that you have all the answers correct, how do you feel while leaving the room? Do you feel so happy and joyful because you know that you have reaped the fruit of your hard work in this life? Likewise, those who are blessed in paradise, Allah Azza wa Jal would make them glad with their endeavor, would make them happy with what they had done in this life. Where are they at? Allah Azza wa Jal says, فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَةٍ. They are in a high paradise. And the elevation is there. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that when you ask Allah, ask Him for paradise, for Firdaus, because it's the highest and it's the middle of the gardens of Eden. So it is the highest in the sense of the vertical height, and it's in the middle in the sense of the horizontal position. This is Jannah. This is paradise that we all work for. This is Allah's mercy. This is the reward that Allah had prepared for His servants. لا تسمع فيها لاغية. You would not hear harmful speech nor falsehood. In Jannah, unlike our markets, unlike the streets, unlike your houses, your spouse would not shout at you. Your neighbor would not say obscene words to you. You would not hear any vulgar language while walking down the streets. It is all of peace and happiness in paradise. All what you hear is Allah's beautiful names, people remembering Allah, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Are they obliged to do this? No. Are they doing it because they will be rewarded for it? No, because it is not a phase of work. It's a phase of reward. The earth we live on, this life we live, this is a phase of working. So, in paradise, they would not hear anything that is inappropriate. Allah Azza wa Jal would give them peace. And all what they would hear is remembering Allah's names. And they would be given this as a form of breathing. So while they're breathing, they are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ. Therein will be a running spring. In hell, there is a boiling spring. Here, there is a running spring. And we know that there are four rivers. A river of wine, a river of milk, a river of honey, and a river of water. And these rivers go under their gardens, under their palaces. They can see it in front of them. They can drink whatever they want of it. فِيهَا عَيْنٌ جَارِيَةٌ فِيهَا سُرُرٌ مَرْفُوعَةٌ. Therein will be thrones raised high. They will have these high beds, high couches that they sit and rejoice, enjoy an unending joy for eternity. Not a year, not a thousand, not a million, not a billion. It has no end. All what they have to do is enjoy and have fun. وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَةٌ. In that paradise, they will have أَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَةٌ, meaning that there will be cups set at hand. And you can imagine what these cups are made of. You can imagine what fills these cups. You can imagine the taste. You can imagine the joy they get out of it. وَنَمَارِقُ مَصْفُوفَةٌ. And there will be cushions, pillows, that they have set in rows. You can see it in place, in proportion. They enjoy it. They exchange it. They never feel tired. And they don't use it to relieve themselves, but they use it to enjoy more and more. وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْثُوثَةٌ. And rich carpets all spread out. So, in our lives, we see carpets. Persian carpets, Persian rugs, made of silk, made of wool, made of expensive fabrics. Nothing in paradise is similar to that. It is beyond your imagination. Allah tells us that we will enjoy this, and we will find these carpets everywhere we look at. And from these set of ayat, we understand that Allah Azza wa Jal is again and again telling us that We have to believe in the day of resurrection. We must believe in the day of recompense and reckoning. And that this is going to come. And we have to believe in the punishment. And we have to believe in the reward. We have to believe in what the people of hell will face and what the people of paradise will get. From these ayat, we learn that Al-Ghashiyah is one of the names of the Day of Judgment. And it's the great catastrophe that comes. And it is the day of recompense. From these ayat, we also learn that hell is a place of work and to be tired. Those disbelievers who refuse to work in this life, in this dunya, in pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, in pursuing what Allah Azza wa Jal loves, they will work on the Day of Judgment. But it would be in hell. And they will get tired and they would not be able to rest or take a break. Unlike paradise, it's a place of joy. It's a place of relaxation that people would get. Also, we learn that one of the aspects that human nature does not like and finds a lot of it in this life would not be there on the Day of Judgment in paradise. So they will not hear any foul language. They will not hear any falsehood. They will not hear anything that is obscene or inappropriate. In paradise, all what there is a nice living. They would hear songs and music being played all the time, and the words that come out are perfect words, words of praising Allah Azza wa Jal, words that allow the joy to fill the heart. And this is in return to what they have tolerated in this life. This is in return for their patience and perseverance in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal as He ordered them. And again, the Makki surahs emphasize on such topics. Accountability, resurrection, the Day of Judgment, hell, and paradise. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.